Another type of detectors that were proposed at the same time, let's say in the mid-80s, was this optimal linear detector. And the idea here is that if I want to detect one particular user, let's say user A, then we're going to try to come up with a linear detector, which again basically projects the observation onto a particular direction. But now we're going to try to optimize this direction, knowing what the other users are, to maximize the probability that we will have a correct detection of the user that we like. There are other detectors that have been proposed. For example, the feedback detector is one in which you essentially try to go for the most powerful user first. And in that step, you really also use a decorrelating detector, meaning that, again, you try to whiten the observation that you're coming from the users. And once you have that first powerful signal, then you subtract it from the observation and you go after the second one, etc. If you think about the problem, really what we're trying to do is we're trying to come up with a detector that has a reasonable complexity, but yet has a better performance than the match filter and is not as complex as the optimal solution. And more recent work has aimed at trying to describe a whole family of detectors in which you can trade complexity for performance. And for the same complexity as the decorrelating detector, for example, you can actually show that you can get better performance than the decorrelating detector itself. Now, the problem as I've described it is simple and impractical because, as I said, we've assumed that we knew exactly when everybody's transmitting, that everybody's transmitting synchronously, and we're assuming that there's no fading and there's no multipath. There is more recent work, especially in the signal processing literature, that has focused on trying to estimate the multipath effect and the fading effects, as well as to trying to come up with perhaps codes for the multiple users, which should make this task of estimating the channel effects easier. And at this particular conference, there were at least a couple of papers along those lines, and there's further work on codes using ideas similar to the OFDM codes, which are used in wireline applications for specifically designed to combat those interference as well as multipath and Doppler effects.